You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
With the midterm budget policy statement nearing in the month of November and the budget conversation that we had at the start of the year, there have been a lot of conversations around the growth prospects of South Africa, some touting as high as 2% economic growth. But there are various opinions out there that say that we may only get to 2% in the year 2030, and that's provided we get things right. I'm joined on the line by the head of research at Citi South Africa, Gina Schoeman, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Gina, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. 2% economic growth has historically been, at least for many people, an unrealistic target. And we've had this target in place for quite some time. Yet every single year, we haven't gotten anywhere near the target. And to suddenly say that we're going to get there overnight is a big claim.
No, it is a very big claim. And to be fair, ourselves at Citibank, our forecasts, and now the IMF that came out in October with their revised forecasts, which are actually slightly better for the year of 2025, you can see that even if you look across the consensus, basically most forecasts, you struggle to see anyone that has a baseline view that South Africa's GDP growth rate will easily get to 2%. There might be risks around that. So you can paint an upside risk scenario where the private sector does more in terms of investment. You can also paint a more pessimistic downside scenario to those forecasts. But bottom line here is that in order to get to 2% in the forecast trajectory on South Africa, we're going to have to see more done on a structural basis.
Gina, let's not go optimistic about it. Let's not go pessimistic about it. Let's take a neutral ground and be realistic about the situation that South Africa finds itself in. On the one hand, have the reports that there are trillions of private sector capital waiting to be deployed into the economy that haven't been deployed into the economy. On the other side, you have a government that is saying, oh, we need the private sector's involvement to get the country going. But realistically speaking, what are the barriers to getting to the 2%?
Well, in reality, you can't force the private sector to invest. And the private sector will invest automatically, naturally, if they see a business case, if they have a guarantee or a very strong conviction that they will get sufficient return on that investment. So even if they're sitting on piles of cash, as you say, which the quarterly bulletin out of the SARB has identified, you cannot say that they just need to deploy that into the economy and then hope that they will get that return, because they will identify whether that return is likely or not. And unfortunately for South Africa right now, they haven't said that it is likely. And that is because, yes, let's give credit where credit's due. Government has done some things. And yes, there has been progress. Energy is probably the easiest example to use. We're seeing a bit of progress when it comes to Transnet. It's moving in the right direction. But is there enough done? Well, no, not yet. If there was enough done, then you would start to see the private sector naturally invest, expand operations, and then, of course, multiply effect occurs, and then you create jobs. That's how simple it is, but not necessarily in reality.
Gina, let's take a look at that 2% figure. For the moment, it does seem unrealistic, at least by most estimates. But when we look at the potential of South Africa as a country, and this might potentially sway us more towards the optimistic side of the conversation and less the realistic side of the conversation, can we realistically achieve more than 2% if we get the structural things that we need to fix in order?
We absolutely can. So maybe just to clarify a few things here. You know, at Citibank, we provide a three-year forecast. And in the next 3 years, we do not hit 2% in terms of our real GDP growth rate. But thereafter, you know, it's very difficult as a small open economy to look out over the next 4 years, even the next 3 years, given you don't know what's going to happen globally. But let's just assume, you know, these 3 years continue in the way we expect. They're not any major global crises, which they do seem to be on an ongoing basis. Then, yes, you start edging towards 2% in about on a 5-year basis. But now, what do we have to do to get there? You're going to have to do more than just the energy reform. We're going to have to see Transnet really turn around. And what I mean by that is quite simple. It's a pickup in railway volumes to the point where our export volumes increase. And that means South Africa doesn't just benefit from things like rising commodity prices like it is at the moment. It's not just the price effect. We actually get to export more, not just something of a higher price. On top of that, and this is where the hurdle for the reforms and achieving the 2% is really important. It's the municipal reforms, it's the service delivery, because that is your operating environment for any business. And the business confidence that is necessary for the private sector to invest is largely determined by the operating environment in which it is in. Obviously, there are lots of other variables, but if you run a factory in a city and you are traveling to that factory every single day, and you are dodging potholes, you haven't had water at home, your factory doesn't have water itself, you're not going to feel very confident about the economic outlook, and therefore you're unlikely to invest based purely on that.
Gina, stick with the confidence conversation for a moment with me and take me through realistically now what we would need to see out of this government that we have. We have a government of national unity where we've somehow managed to say to the entire world that post the elections we can collectively come together as South Africans and move the country forward. We're still debating conversations around BEE, NHI, expropriation, all manner of other discussions. And that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence for some. For others, it might be an essential part of the conversation. But the bottom line around that is, if we are to move forward, we would need to have everybody on the same page, or at least in the same book. What needs to happen from a government perspective to get everybody to believe that we are on the same page?
Well, I would firstly say that the GNU, as a coalition government, effectively would need to look back on the last 6 months and realize that unnecessary debates, discussions that sends the fear of the GNU breaking up and the alternative of political uncertainty returning to South Africa is something they need to avoid at all costs. So what does that mean? They must not go through three budgets. That means that when it comes to the very difficult conversations that we will always see between the ANC and the DA in terms of some policies like BEE, like expropriation, like NHI, keep those conversations to a point where you can have a debate, but not go for the jugular and start to threaten an exit from the GNU, because political certainty is an absolute necessity when it comes to looking forward in a long-term view for South Africa and knowing that your investment is safe and that your operations are safe. So I would say the GNU needs to provide more stability, and certainly more stability than the first year of the GNU in 2025 showed. I must say, more recently, we have seen more stability. The second half of this year has not seen GNU threaten breakups and tension as much as the first half of the year did, and that might be teething problems that we've matured into. But let's all recognize that political certainty, especially given South Africa's history and very long history, is almost the foundation, I would say, of investment in the future. So that's before you even get to the reforms. But the reforms are really just the basics. This is not anything new. We've all known this for a very long time. And well done. No more power outages. That's great. But it ticks only one box. There are still multiple issues when it comes to crime. There are multiple issues when it comes to water. There's multiple infrastructure issues when it comes to just transporting things around. And that then links into Transnet. So this is, again, it's a multi-spoked wheel and that's just our local issues. Of course, on top of that, 2025 suddenly handed us the geopolitical issues of now trying to straighten things out geopolitically with not just the US. I'm not saying South Africa needs to, bow down and give in to what the US wants, probably the alternative, but really forge new trade strategies to give South Africa some hope at new growth channels in the future. So there are so many factors here that weigh on private sector corporates, private sector investors on a daily basis. Government needs to recognize that it's going to waste so much more time if it can't really just get rid of the unnecessary, the tensions, the debates, the policy confusions. And yes, those things are complicated when you're dealing with our politics. But in reality, that is what you need to do if you want the private sector to look forward and be willing to invest in South Africa.
Some decisions are not easy decisions to be made, but some of them are absolutely necessary and crucial if South Africa's economy is to survive and to thrive. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the head of research at Citi South Africa, Gina Skuman, for joining us to share her thoughts around how South Africa could realistically achieve economic growth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.